This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Until recently, only police officers or someone's close relations could ask a judge to take a person's guns away with a so-called red flag petition. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the results of a change to that law.
Since April, healthcare professionals, educators, and others have been allowed to file red flag petitions if they meet somebody at work who they think is a threat to themselves or others. However, CPR News found only a single petition filed under the expanded law in those first few months. It was by a social worker, and a judge rejected it. Representative Jennifer Bacon was a little surprised.
I don't think I expected, like, none or just one, but I didn't necessarily expect a deluge.
She expects the new law to see broader use as the state launches a million-dollar marketing campaign this month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A deadline is approaching for veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxic substances during their service. They have to start the claims process before Wednesday to receive benefits backdated to August of 2022. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose.
Our veterans and our service members sacrifice so much to keep us safe, and it's our duty to make sure that we keep our promise to care for them when they come home.
An estimated 3.5 million veterans qualify for the expanded benefits. Colorado Republicans rejected a rule change that would have made it easier to keep unaffiliated voters out of the party's primary. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Republican state party leaders want to opt the GOP out of the current primary system, which requires major political parties to allow unaffiliated voters to participate in primary elections. Some Republicans argue it's unconstitutional and dilutes GOP voices. But on Saturday, the party's central committee defeated a proposed rule that would have made opting out of the primary easier to approve. Supporters of the current system say it allows Republicans to try to appeal to a broader swath of the electorate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.